S-H-E-I-L-A, Sheila Keys, K-E-Y-S, 11-23-56. Today's 11-24-25. This is a 68-year-old woman currently on hospice with congestive heart failure, period. Patient has low EF-CHF. Patient has lower extremity wounds consistent with stasis ulcer, secondary to peripheral vascular disease, 3+ swelling on the, continues to have swelling 3+ on the right and 2+ on the left, period. Patient belongs to New York Heart Association class 4 with shortness of breath at all times. She feels that she doesn't want to eat anymore and she has very little appetite, period. Patient had her wounds treated today and did not want the wounds to be opened up, to be looked at since they were just wrapped today. Period. Patient sleeping 8 to 12 hours a day, continues to have bouts of confusion. He has a PPS of 40%. Blood pressure was 150 over 96. Patient receiving wound care via MediHoney to her lower extremity with no evidence of infection per recent evaluation by the nurse's notes. Continues to get wound care to the right posterior calf and right anterior calf. So they're both on the same side. Appetite has been diminished. Patient's complaining of increased shortness of breath, would like an inhaler prescribed for her today. She states she's more short of breath than before and gets more short of breath with any type of activity. She has had decreased weight and also is having increased pain and feel like her pain medication needs to be reassessed. This will be discussed with the hospice medical director via a copy of today's visit. Her LMAC is at 34 centimeter at this time, consistent with her weight loss, period. Patient Sotuscat has been stable with our oxygen between 92% and 95%. She's using both the nebulizer and inhaler. She's ADL dependent. She has orthopnea. She has PND. She sleeps on two pillows, 2 to 3 pillows most of the time. Oh, by the way, her MAC is down 0.5 centimeter, period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.